Hey, it's Drex from This Week Health Cyber and Risk Community, and I want to invite you to our next webinar. It's going to focus on what else? Defending health data. I'll be chatting with experts from Rubrik and Microsoft. Register right now at thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. That's all one string, R-U-B-R-I-K webinar, thisweekhealth.com/rubrikwebinar. See you online soon.
Today in Health IT, Walmart selects Epic to help customers simplify their healthcare. My name is Bill Russell. I'm a former CIO for a 16 hospital system and creator of This Week in Health IT, a channel dedicated to keeping health IT staff current and engaged. Have you signed up for our webinar yet? Coming through a ransomware event, best practices and lessons learned. It is on Thursday, October 7th at 11 a.m. Eastern Time. We have a really good conversation lined up for you. We have John Getty, the CIO for Skylakes Medical Center, who went through a ransomware event. We also have Lee Milligan, the CIO for Asante. Lee is on because they are their Community Connect host. And so he was a CIO who got the phone call that said, hey, your partner system has been compromised. And he had to spring into action as well. His CISO is going to join, as well as Matt Sickles, who is a cybersecurity first responder for Sirius Healthcare. And we're going to be talking through the actual event, you know, what they did prior to, what they have done since, and hopefully share some lessons that you can apply at your health system. To register, it's pretty easy. Go to thisweekhealth.com/register. All right, here's today's story. Epic continues to play chess while everyone else is playing checkers. I'm going to read you some excerpts from this story, and then I'm going to tell you what I'm talking about. Here's the story. So Walmart selected Epic to be their EHR to help customers simplify their healthcare. Here's the excerpts. Walmart today announced a new partnership with Epic, the most widely used and comprehensive health record system, to help make it simple for customers to live healthier. Through this single unified system, Walmart Health will engage patients, healthcare professionals, insurance carriers, and other stakeholders while enhancing communication, personalization, and information sharing amongst healthcare professionals and patients utilizing the patient record. Epic's platform will support all of Walmart's health and wellness lines of business as it is rolled out and will first be implemented in four new Walmart healthcare centers opening in Florida in early 2022. Gosh, I thought Walmart was getting out of healthcare, but seems like they're moving forward. Epic and their technology platform will assist us in providing a unified health record across care settings, geographies, and multiple sources of health data, said Dr. Cheryl Pegas, Executive Vice President of Walmart Health and Wellness. The Epic system complements our omnichannel health care offerings, letting customers and healthcare professionals access care and health records to lead to a more personalized care. It closes with this. We're excited to power Walmart's vision to bring comprehensive, accessible healthcare to patients across the country, said Alan Hutchinson, Vice President of Population Health at Epic. Across medical, dental, and virtual care, patients will have a unified experience, both within Walmart health clinics as they move across the nation's healthcare ecosystem. Providers will have new ways to collaborate with patients, payers, and with each other more effectively so they can work cooperatively to manage a patient's care journey. All right, that's the story. Let me tell you how I read this and what I'm looking at, or what's the so what? There was no other choice. And now I know you're thinking, oh, it's Epic. Of course, there's no other choice. I'm going to tell you, there's so many things about this that there really was no other choice. Sure, there are other EHRs that could have run the clinics, but what other EHR has a fully developed dental module that is running one of the largest billion-dollar plus dental organizations? Epic made that investment a little over 3 years ago with Pacific Dental. We've spoken to their CEO and CIO about the implementation, and while it was not a from-scratch development project, it wasn't far from it. You also have what they've done with payers and the sharing of information with payers. They have created a system that has links into all the things that Walmart is looking to do. Fast forward to this announcement and Walmart's integrated health play, which includes dental, and no other EHR seriously checks that box. Sure, there's other EHRs that check various boxes, but this one is really Epic's wheelhouse. They can say, look, we're at scale, we're running this number of dental clinics, and you can do this right out of the box. That is one of the many reasons to go with Epic. There are reasons to not go with Epic, but at the end of the day, they just checked a lot more boxes than anyone else. This is just another win for Epic, which continues to play a game that is completely different than the rest of their competitors. That's all for today. If you know someone that might benefit from our channel, please forward them a note. They can subscribe on our website, thisweekhealth.com, or wherever you listen to podcasts, Apple, Google, Overcast, Spotify, Stitcher. You get the picture. We are everywhere. We want to thank our channel sponsors who are investing in our mission to develop the next generation of health leaders, VMware, Hillrom, Starbridge Advisors, McAfee, and Aruba Networks. Thanks for listening. That's all for now.